Is it hard for adults to continue learning? Why? It can be difficult for adults to continue learning, the main reason being lack of time and lack of opportunity. On the one hand, adults are incredibly busy, with full-time jobs and sometimes even families to support. This requires a lot of their time, and thus they do not have the time to spare for their own education. On the other hand, young people are encouraged to learn by their schools and universities. They are surrounded by institutions and opportunities which encourage them to develop and continue teaching themselves. This is not a situation afforded to most adults.
Number one, how important is it to keep learning new things? In my opinion, it is extremely important to keep learning new things, regardless of your age, profession, wealth, or social status. For a start, learning new things gives us a sense of accomplishment, which can boost our self-confidence and encourage us to take on new challenges. Secondly, acquiring new skills can unveil new opportunities. It can help us solve problems and help us to become more successful in our careers. Furthermore, continuous learning helps people adapt to unexpected changes in their lives. For example, if you lose your job, you may have to depend on new skills to find new employment. Additionally, learning new things opens your mind and changes your attitude. The more you learn, the better you'll become at seeing different sides of the same situation, helping you understand more deeply. Number two, is it the government's responsibility to fund courses for retired people? As far as I'm concerned, governments should be responsible for funding courses for the retired, as long as it isn't at the expense of other more vulnerable groups in society. Although I value the contributions made by retired people throughout their lives, most people who have worked continuously for 40 or 50 years should have saved enough money to be able to pay for courses they want to take. People like my grandfather have enough money to go on foreign holidays every year, so they don't need the government to pay for them to learn how to paint or become professional photographers. Personally, I'd prefer to see government funding spent on healthcare and education for underprivileged children, providing food and housing for homeless people, improving working conditions for migrant workers, helping the victims of crime, and many other issues that need to be addressed in our country. Number three, how easy is it to get information now and in the past? The advances in modern technology, especially the internet, smart devices, and the rapid development of telecommunications networks across the globe, have made information far more accessible than it has ever been before. Prior to the days of the internet, information was available via newspapers, books, television, and radio, but it wasn't anywhere near as fast or convenient to access. If you didn't live near a public library or have enough money to buy books, there were few other options for you to learn about most subjects outside of your school curriculum. If you missed the news on TV, you may have to wait half a day before the next broadcast. In stark contrast, today you can find out about almost every conceivable piece of information at the touch of a button, no matter where you are in the world. Smartphones allow people not only to access a plethora of information, but also to watch news events unfolding in real time while communicating with friends, family members, and even celebrities on the other side of the world. Number four, can people trust the information that they found on the internet? In the same way that you can trust what some people tell you more than others, the information found on some websites can definitely be trusted more than the information on others. If somebody you know told you something that you later found out to be false, you would probably think twice before believing him or her the next time. It's the same online. If you read something on a website that you later realize is a lie, you will hopefully question anything you read on that site again, or just stop reading it altogether. If a conspiracy theory you watch in an online video is shown to be demonstrably false, that should be enough for you to doubt any content being created by the same people. Unfortunately, the internet seems to be full of lies and disinformation, so it can be much more difficult to distinguish reliable sources from unreliable ones, especially for people who are less educated, less comfortable using computers, or people who struggle to think critically. Number five, is life experience the most reliable source of information? In many ways, life experience is an extremely reliable source of information. Our own life experiences shape us as human beings and the way we perceive others. We rely heavily on the life experiences of others to understand the world around us. Without books written by the great intellectual minds of the past, most people would struggle to make sense of the absurd world we live in. In recent times, people have become increasingly cynical, and many people find it hard to believe what they see on television or read online. So learning from their own experience has become vital.